Welcome to Geir's Everything, a podcast ranging in subjects from sex to astrophysics. This time in episode 3, I will tackle the question, what is Scientology? I entered Scientology in 1984. I left the church in 2009 after having completed all the therapy levels, so-called auditing levels, up until what is called OT8 in 2006. I have blogged a lot about Scientology after I left the church. I have written books about it. I've done interviews. But there is one thing missing, and that is a basic description of what Scientology actually is. Leaving the PR to the church and the controversies to the critics, this is a basic introduction to the subject. Now let's cover the basic points. Scientology is about self-improvement. Self-improvement is delineated on what is called the bridge to total freedom. There is a left side to the bridge which handles training, and there is the right side of the bridge which is all the levels that you do, which is therapy. In Scientology, this is called auditing. There is an auditor, a practitioner, that is listening. After he asks some questions, he's listening to your answers so that you can figure out the answers for yourself. This is in some way contrasting other types of therapy where the practitioner would suggest something to you or maybe gives his opinions to you about what maybe you should think about something. In Scientology, this is not allowed. The therapist, the auditor, is never to suggest anything. He's not giving his opinion on anything. He's simply asking questions so that you can find the answers and give that back to the auditor, and the auditor acknowledges these answers from you. There are two types of auditing or therapy, broadly speaking. There's regression and inward-looking therapy to remove mental blocks. And then there is the outward-looking therapy to enhance your abilities. The regression, looking inward to handle trauma and really look at the trauma to the point where it has no hold on you anymore. This was the forerunner to Scientology called Dianetics that really delved into this type of trauma and relief. And this was L. Ron Hubbard's first attempt at doing therapy in 1950. He published the book Dianetics, The Modern Science of Mental Health. A few years later, or 2 or 3 years later, the subject of Scientology took over. And then in 1954, the Church of Scientology was created, and the rest is history. So let's look at this bridge to total freedom. On the therapy side, you have first the grades, which give you some basic abilities, as ability to communicate freely to anybody, the ability to look calmly at problems, to resolve them rather than being overwhelmed by problems, the freedom from bad conscience, the freedom from people having upset you, and the freedom from your own fixed ideas that you could be stuck in. After these grades, you do a modern version of Dianetics, which is this inward-looking regression therapy where you tackle your earlier traumas to the point where traumas cannot hurt you anymore and you are defined as a state of clear. You're clear, your mind is clear of traumas, and you are basically yourself. After that, you tackle something called the OT levels. OT stands for Operating Thetan. Operating, being able to do things. Thetan, which is the Scientology word for soul or spirit. So you learn, or you train, or you do therapy to help yourself operate more as a spiritual being. This is what the OT levels is about. And there is 1 through 8 of these. This is the therapy side, the right side of this bridge. On the left side of this bridge, also a chart on the wall usually, when you go into a church, you will see this bridge to total freedom. On the left side is the training side. This is where you learn to become a practitioner and help people through all these other levels on the right side. So you become an auditor. So basically, Scientology is all about self-improvement. As for beliefs, Scientology is much like Buddhism when it comes to what they believe in. There is no God, to each his own. There is no real definition of any God. Everybody in Scientology is free to think about God as he or she wishes. What is clear, though, is that Scientologists believe we are souls, also called thetans. Souls are immortal. We all fell from godlike beings way, way back. Souls reincarnate into new bodies after one body die. You fumble around and you try to find a new baby body and you go into that body. And there are certain blocks that stop you from remembering your past life, just like almost like a reset in a computer game. Some souls are less degenerated, others are more degenerated. You are fortunate to have a body because you're less degenerated than other thetans or souls. On the OT levels, you rid yourself of so-called parasitic degenerated souls. Souls that are so bad off they cannot handle their own body, so they are stuck to you, and therefore the OT levels is much about what you could loosely refer to as exorcism. But this is a very closely guarded secret, and no Scientologist on the OT levels will ever admit to actually doing this type of therapy where they exorcise all degenerated souls, unless they left the church and can freely talk about it. Now, life as a Scientologist is very ordinary. There is no difference between a Scientologist and how he conducts his life and other people out there, except he pays a lot of money to be a Scientologist and go up the bridge and donate money to various causes within the church. There are do's and don'ts, but they are enforced through the ethics in the church and the group ethics and snitching and so on. Now, rites, yes, there are rites. There is naming ceremony called, which is what is called in Scientology, basically baptism. There is wedding, there is funeral, there is even Sunday service. But these things came later, after L. Ron Hubbard, who started all this, decided they should become a mainstream religion, and therefore they added on, plugged on all these various rites to become more mainstream. Is it a religion? Yeah, it is. Is it a cult? It's also a cult. There is no mutual exclusive between being a religion and a cult, so you can be both. Now, L. Ron Hubbard was the guy that started all this with the book Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health back in 1950, and he founded the Church of Scientology in 1954. He has written lots and lots of books on Scientology and also on science fiction, fantasy, Western, and a lot more. He wrote a lot about the theory behind Scientology and behind auditing, wrote lots of instructions on how to audit, and he wrote lots about how to organize the Church of Scientology, down to the most extreme micromanagement you probably find in any organization. Now, the Church of Scientology is the monopoly that should deliver all of Scientology's services to the public. Except it is broken, meaning the monopoly is not there anymore. There are a lot of people outside the church who also delivers auditing and training, just like Hubbard delineated out through his books. Now, the church did expand up until 1990 and then has declined after that in membership and in influence. The internet seems to be the main reason for this, because criticism travels very fast on the net. One question I often get is it worth it? It depends on who you ask. You spend a lot of money going up the bridge and paying for all these levels, and you may even spend more money donating to various causes you're pressured to donate to as a Scientologist. It costs a lot. But you may get lots out of it. Or not. Some report having people having their lives ruined by Scientology. However, I got lots out of it, and I would do the same again. Actually, I would do the same again even if it cost twice as much as I paid for it. Now, you can read a lot about Scientology on my blog, isna.org. I have several videos there where I go into more detail on the subject. I have articles, I have books you can read. But this is what concludes the basic introduction to Scientology, just this podcast. I'm not going to go into more detail. I'm not going to elaborate more on this. This is basic Scientology introduction. So thank you for listening.